Gaddis. G-A-D-D-I-S.
I think you got the wrong number.
I got him down here as the Director of Sustainability at University of Oregon.
Well, that's actually me. My name's Steve.
Oh, okay. So you're Steve.
Yeah.
Did you start there about a year and a half ago?
Nope. I've been here since the beginning of the office 7 years ago.
Holy noodle. Well, my list is all out of whack. I'm Murray Warren. I'm up here in Vancouver, Canada. My company's called Green Step Solutions. I'm wondering, have I caught you at a okay time? Can you talk for just a brief moment?
Back up for a few minutes.
Okay, cool. Well, I was just, looking up sustainability coordinators in this database for the United States, and John Gaddis' name came up, so I apologize. I guess I got it all wrong. But we're a young software company up here in Vancouver, Canada, and we've recently helped some universities to do one thing: measure, reduce, and report on their environmental impact and carbon footprint in order to meet their growing sort of demands, customer demands to be for responsible business. And we've got this new web-based carbon footprint and energy management sustainability dashboard. It's called EcoBase. So we've been reaching out to universities and colleges all over Canada and the U.S., and we're just getting a lot of interest and activity on this. And I was wondering if you have a focus and attention on improving, the carbon footprint or managing and reporting on the University of Oregon's energy consumption.
Yeah, well, listen, I appreciate the call, and I'll tell you that we're not, we're interested in that kind of thing, or at least I am. But what I have come to realize over the last couple of years in sort of looking at other, similar types of software platforms is that while those platforms offer a big step forward for us and can, simplify the data collection and make the information more accessible to larger numbers of people, help us be more responsive to reporting requirements, all that is great. We are pretty decentralized around here. There's a lot of different folks who have responsibility for contributing to that, and I understand those platforms are often arranged such that you can assign those, specific tasks, data collection tasks, to more than one person, so it's really helpful in a decentralized campus environment such as ours. That still, unfortunately, doesn't get us over the initial hurdle of just making it a part of those folks' responsibility, such that their supervisors are demanding it of them. So my feeling on this stuff is that until we're there where that large subset of people all know that they have to do it and are expecting to, and their bosses are going to check in on them, we're not ready for that stuff, because it will just be a service that we purchase and don't use.
No, I completely concur. What's the point? You buy something that's supposed to be super awesome, but no one cares and no one uses it.
So that's where we're at. These things have come around, and I really want to do it when we have kind of resource piece of it in shape, and frankly, we don't.
No worries. Completely understand. Let me ask you this. You have to measure, track, and then benchmark your carbon footprint. How are you guys right now doing the natural gas, electricity, water, waste, fuel, gasoline? How do you do that? With an Excel spreadsheet?
Eventually.
Okay, cool. So, we've come out with this. We're now about to roll this out to universities and colleges all over North America. And what you're saying resonates all the way up from Cannon Beach up to Vancouver.
Yeah.
I hear you, man. And you know what? I don't want to, lead you anywhere you don't want to go. But I'll tell you, if you took a look at this and saw how much easier it is, because you're all decentralized, this is a browser-based, web-based tool that bolts onto any web browser or smartphone. It engages the people that are, let's say, the non-eco-friendly holdouts, or let's say maybe don't care about sustainability or don't want to do any extra work. It's fun to do this now, because an Excel spreadsheet is not fun. So now the data collection, the sharing, the whole thing is just a real easy breeze to do. And the best thing is, what we're finding, after over 18 months of testing, the average school is saving 20% per year on their energy used, which is saving hundreds of thousands of dollars. It reduces your carbon footprint. It gives your university a green cred. Like, you have way better green credibility, resulting in increased attention, more attendance to the school. People go, wow, you guys rock. I want to go to your school. And it saves probably 50% of the time, energy, and man hours to collect, share, and manage all this data in multiple locations with all the people. And we don't even want to sell it to you, Steve. We wanted to just show you what we've created for universities and colleges, you know, all over North America, and really just show it to you and just see what, you know, your opinion and feedback is on this, and just see what resonates with you. And because we're seeing a huge trend and movement in this area right now. Every, you know, university, college wants to be green and more sustainable, and wants to have that positioning and branding, and be able to clearly articulate that that story. So I just was wondering if you had 10 minutes in the next week or two. We'd just love to just show it to you and just see what you thought.
Well, sure, I'd be happy to take a look at that. I'd like to, I'm not making any promises.
Oh, no.
And I have the caveats I've already, the big caveat, essentially the human resource piece I've already listed. But sooner or later, you know, we will get our act together and, you know, and therefore able to take advantage of something like this. So you should also know that I get calls from your competitors, and, you know, so I see their stuff as well. Sometimes I don't answer the phone. I'm not ready for all this stuff today. I happen to. So, you know, I'm paying attention to some extent, probably not nearly as much as I should, because that's been this thing that we aren't in a position to do anything about.
You're busy doing other things.
Anyways, I'm happy to take a look and get up to speed, and then, you know, when we're ready, I may or may not call you. I'm just going to be really clear and honest.
No, that's all we can ask for, man. You know, we created this. Now we're just showing it to, you know, sustainability coordinators and directors like yourself. And really, we're about to enter the market big time, so your opinion on it, whether, you know, if you look at it and go, oh, this sucks, or holy noodle, this is amazing, that is really important to us. So that's what we're looking for. And I'd just love to, see if we could slot something in the next week or two at your convenience. But hey, why don't you give me your email, and then I'll send over some of our information, and then we can try to figure out a date and a time that works for you.
And let me just get clear before I do that.
Sure.
Are you're talking about another phone discussion where we're both looking at the thing on our screens, or what did you mean?
Yeah, what we're going to do is I'm going to send you, I can send you an email. Then we want to do an executive web briefing with you. We've produced like a 30,000-foot view of this, a 10-minute executive web briefing where we could show you in 10 minutes with Angela up here in Vancouver, Canada. She's the subject matter expert in this area, because you're going to have some questions that are going to need answers, and she's just going to show it to you. That's it. And then whatever happens at the end, it's great. It'll just be like, great, where should we go from here?
Okay, fair enough. I'll give you my email.
Sure.
When Angela writes, I'll actually ask her to delay it for about 2 weeks.
No worries.
Another key person on campus who's actually on vacation starting today for 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh, sorry about that.
His involvement in this thing, because he's one of those people that you know, if and when he gets to the point where he's ready for this, like a lot of folks who would contribute the data report up to him. So anyways, I'll delay it at least until he gets back. But and that's the one I just wanted you
to... No problem at all. That's fine, Steve.
Yep, my email is smattel, last, so S as in Steve, and then M as in Michael, I, T as in Tom, A, L as in Larry.
Okay.
At uoregon.edu.
uoregon.edu. Okay, awesome. So S-M-I-T-A-L.
You got it.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for your time. I'm really grateful. I'll send over this information to you. Angela Nagy will be probably following up. She's the green, eco-friendly ninja expert up here in Vancouver that invented this. And, we'll see if we can queue this up in the next 2 weeks or 4 weeks or so.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Yep, bye.
Bye.